Today's lab is about Chayim Gimel, and we were holding really with Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about what is Garim, Makom Pita or Makom Mina. But just to remind you, there were some extremely important new ideas that have been introduced by the previous sugya. And that is, up until now, we looked at the question of Erev as being a simple yes or no issue. Is there an Erev? Is there not an Erev? Before we got to this Mishnah, we introduced the concept of a virtual Erev, in which we have an Erev that consists of being in the same Rishos in such a way that you're not properly separated from one another, and therefore, in a sense, you're together because you see each other and there's no real mechitza and so on. So even though in terms of classical did a mechitza, and maybe both Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai would agree that there's a mechitza here, but the new chat introduced over here at the end was that even though you have an Erev, a virtual Erev, in certain terms, and that is in the ability to carry out your Erev as one to somebody else, and so on, presence of other people may actually cancel that Erev, and that's the introduction to our mission. In our mission, we have a virtual Erev that comes from literally everybody being one big happy family. The father and his sons, the sons are being semech al shulchan avihem, to whatever extent that means, but to a point where they have separate homes. The mission introduced an idea of the question whether other people are present. If other people are present in the chatzer, then the fact that you are virtually mu'urab no longer counts. So if there's dayarim achirim, we say, look, once we already have to start taking into consideration the differences in the rishuyos of your YouTuber, if there's nobody else here, then we don't have to take consideration of that. This is an Erev that is dependent on context, which is fascinating. In the course of this discussion, we got into the shaila of what is koveya, the makom that a person is considered to be dar. Is it the place where he's going to eat? The pashtas of our mishnah show it's mukhina shulchan aviyem, is that the makom of achila is koveya. Rav said no, it's actually the makom where you sleep. The reason Ishmael said it's actually the makom that you sleep. The reason that it says in the mishnah, says Rav, the place that you sleep, is only because it's not real. You're not really eating there. You're sleeping center on your father. You have your own dining room and your kitchen where you normally would eat. Again, some say it means you eat on Shabbos there. Others mean that he sends you the food. According to others, even if he pays the bills. According to, you know, again, whatever it means. But it's certainly not your well-defined mokum achilah, says Rav. If it would have been, that would have been koveya, your mokum pita. Shmuel says, no, it means kipshuto. It means the place where you sleep. And that's where we were up to yesterday, which was the end of the first line of the Chayim Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Gemara continues, Mesevet, Haro'in, Ba'akayetzin, Ba'agurganin, V'shamri Perot, Bizman Shadar Kanladin Ba'ir, Harayin Kan She'a'ir. That's it. The people who work basically outdoors. Either they're shepherds, or they're people that stay out in the orchards, or in the fields, or they're people that are at work outside where there are cut fruit, and they're sitting and watching the piles. The question is this, if their norm is to come back home for sleep, so they're going to be Lan Ba'ir, then they have to do Lan She'a'ir. But Bizman Shadakan Lalim Basadeh, if where they sleep is outdoors, then the tchum is defined by where their place of work is. And Yeshna Mapayim Lekoruach, wherever the orchard is that we're working in, or so on and so on. Now that seems very clear that it all goes according to where they're sleeping. How can Rav say it goes according to where they're eating? Over here, only one consideration. Darkam Lalim Ba'ir, Darkam Lalim Basadeh. So how could Rav say that Mokom Pita is going? Answers Rav, this is a very unique case, because Hatam Anan Sahadi Vimantulu Rifta Hatam Tveinechalahu. The point over here is that even though they may be physically eating elsewhere, believe me, if they could have a caterer deliver the food to them out there and not have to schlep back at the town and then walk back to the field, they'd be very happy. They don't have a kitchen out there. They have no way to have food, so they have no choice. People invite them in the city for their Sudat Shabbat and then they go back out to the orchard. But clearly, if they were had a way to eat there, they would be happy to eat there. That type of achila is not koveya, your makom pita, says Rav. So over there, I would agree. So hatam, dimatul rifta hatam tvenechlu. Yosef, when he heard this old machlokas about makom pita, and so he says, I didn't hear, lo shmi ala hashmaita, I never heard that Rav said it goes according to where it is that your food is, because the surface level of the mission of the Braita seemed to make it very clear that it's not the food, it's the makom lina. Everywhere we look, I mean, he has to keep answering it. I never heard him say that. Omalei Abaye, the contrary, you taught it to us. I'll tell you how you said it to us. You were talking about the mission, it says, achim shayu ochlim al shulchan avi. And we turned to you. This was this mission. We turned to you and we said to you, does that mean Shvamina Kamakom Lina Gorein? And that's where you told us no. Even though it seems to be saying that, actually, Om Ravid Omar Rav, so clearly you said it over in the name of Rav. You quoted Rav to review it, huh? That the meaning of the Mishnah was b'mekablei tras shanu, which means that you certainly knew before you had gotten ill, you certainly knew that Rav had said that the mokom pita is gorim. Otherwise, why do you think you would be explaining to us how Rav answers the Mishnah? Tan Rabba, nish yeshul chamesh nashim. Now, so far, our Mishnah raised the question of the relationship of a father and son. Now, the Braita raises some other relationships. How about somebody who has five wives?
I'm not a man, but why five?
That's how all computers come equipped with that.
Five wives.
No, why five, not five. Why five? Yeah, not five wives. So this guy's got five wives, and each one of them has their own little bayit in the
pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have separate apartments.
Okay, so what would be the din over there as far as needing an eruv is concerned? So if they're mikabel blot pras mibalayim, I mean, obviously he's supporting them. Chamisha avadim mikablim pras mirabayim. And we have a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera says, look, when it comes to women, the women are considered to be mekusharot to their husbands. So there, you don't need an eruv. Matir ben Hashim. Hashikin the avadim. I mean, the avadim, basically, they're doing their job. They don't view their lives as being part of the masters, and therefore they have the need to make a separate eruv. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda ben Vatera says it's the opposite. He says, Rabbi Yehuda above says it's the opposite. He says the avadim are actually considered to be connected to the master, and therefore they're all one reshut. But nashim, they got their own lives. They are not interested in the so-called master. They always put it in so-called. When they talk about the Baal. So they're not nimshach acharat. Oh, Marab, my time, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, what's the marker of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava? That Daniel was at the gates of the king. Obviously, Daniel didn't spend his life at the gates of the king. This is a way of saying, in other words, that someone who was employed by the Malchut is an eved to the Melech, views his life as basically defined by that Tra Malka. This is Rabbi Yochanan, by the way, who points out that this is also a simon to remember who says what, because Baba is Tra. Baba means the gate, Baba Kama. Ah, right. Tra Malka is the gate of the king. So it would have been Baba was the one who said that Tra Malka. Okay, so anyway, so he sees it the other way around. Now, Pshita, here's what we have so far. Ben Yitzel Aviv, okay, we saw that the Mishnah talked about Ben Yitzel Aviv, the Kavli Pras. We had the curious halacha that it depends. If there's other people there, then it's not an Eruv. If there's nobody else there, then it is an Eruv. So if there's enough of a connection to make it unnecessary to start dealing with the separate homes, until we have to deal with the separate homes. We have to deal with the separate homes anyway, because the other people that are present, then we have to deal with the separate homes with the Bonim and the Av as well. Similar to the case that we had prior to the Mishnah, where in a certain sense the Traklin created a virtual Eruv, but the presence of other people now made us see this. It depends whether the Eruv is coming to them, then they're all one. If they're going out, then maybe we would have to look at them if they're going to be dealing with the other people, have to look at them as being separated. Okay, so that was the din of Ben Eitzel Aviv. Isha Eitzel Bala, or an Eved Eitzel Rabo, we just saw, was a Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. What would be the din of a Talmid Eitzel Rabo? Now, by the way, the Rishonim point out from this whole sugya that it's clearly not the support that is definitive here. In other words, we're talking about what is the level of psychological kirva other than the support. So that all of these cases are Mekabli Pras. It's not Mekabli Pras per se that makes the difference. It's Mekabli Pras with a sense of my being part of a single family. So the question is, Bochrim that are in a yeshiva are eating in the yeshiva. So they're Mekabli Pras, so to speak, from the Rosh Yeshiva. So what is their relationship? Tashma, Rav, when Rav was attending Reb Chiya's yeshiva, he said, Einanu tzichim larev, she'enu sumchim al shulchano shel Rebbi Chiya. Rebbi Chiya said the same thing. Rebbi Chiya, when he was learning by Rebbe's yeshiva, he said, Einanu tzichim larev, she'enu sumchim al shulchano shel Rebbi. So that means that the relationship of Rav and Talmid is definitely one that same thing al shulchano means that no Erev is required. Boimine Abaya mi Rabba. So now Abaya asks Rabba what appears to be a funny question on the surface, because we just dealt with this in a Braita before the daf before. Chamisha shegavu et eruvan, kishemolechin et eruvan namakom acher. Eruv echad lekulam, otzuchim eruv lekol echad v'echad. Now, we know that this was, of course, the Braita that we had said at the end of the sugya yesterday. We said, look, that that's got to be like Beit Hillel, or we use that braita to show that the pshat that we had was kimanda lo kechad in the case of the tractate. If you're going to tell me that everybody holds, you have to carry each one, has to make a separate eruv with the next door chaser, right? So we just had it. Did Abaya not know that? So Rashi says, no, Abaya hadn't heard that braita, or maybe he heard a braita, he wanted to know what the halacha was, because we saw it was a problem, because it was the lo kechad. However, the other Rishonim say, because Abaya, this is a lean-in. Abaya wanted to first box in Rava before he asked the question. So he asked him from the braita, he knew the braita. Okay, so he answered him, the din is that kishumalechina toreven lo vakom echad. Then the din is eruv echad kula. Ah, now I got you, said Abaya. So how do you understand the case in the Mishnah of the achim, the kigavu damu, ukatani tzrichim eruv lekol echad v'echad? We've already established in the Mishnah that achim are considered not to need an eruv, right? So, and nonetheless, it says that if they're now bo eruv etzlam, or then they can rely on one. But if ayu alsim eruv, where is it? Bismach malachin eruv v'lo makom acher. So then tzrichim eruv lekol echad v'echad. So why is that? Why don't we say that they're considered to be one? Now, on the surface, this appears to be a very strange question, because we already know what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah is saying clearly at the end, where does the opening of the sugya in the Mishnah insist that they need an eruv? That's dafka if there are other people there, and or they're taking their eruv to another place. What's he asking the question? Where don't they need an eruv when they're not taking their eruv to there aren't other people there? They don't have to deal with the question of taking eruv to the other. Where do they need an eruv from each one, where they don't have an eruv because there's other people there? So I mean, it's difficult to read the Mishnah otherwise. So he's not really asking much of a question. And indeed, Rabbi answers him. He says, "What do you mean? That's because of my skina to go in the ika the urim ba'adaya. That's because there's other people that live there." The logic of the Mishnah is the migo the ahani asri haninami asri. Since we have to look now into the number of separate buildings there are, seven homes, and the other people certainly are not part of the family, so that means we need to have an eruv for them. Once we need to have an eruv for them, we're going to see precisely how many separate units there are, including the brothers already. So that's the case when it says that they're sending their eruv out to somebody else. It's the same case. And but if there was no one else in the chatzar, and now they want to be ma'arev with a different chatzar, they're the same as any chatzar that has an eruv b'nei'en. They send out one eruv, and that's fine. Mishnah never meant to imply that every single person needs an eruv. And now Hachinami Stavra says, Robert, and that's very reasonable to explain it that way, that this is only said in a case where they're carrying their eruv somewhere else. If there's nobody else in the chatzar, does that imply that the case is that there are other people in the chatzar? If there would be no other people in the chatzar, then it wouldn't be a problem. So the Ritva says, what do you mean, it's insane to think about it otherwise. What was the question over here, Bichlal? Why are we talking as if this point isn't clear? What was Abaya thinking? Why did he have to say, Hachinami Mistavra? So what we need to say is that actually there's two separate issues in the Mishnah. One issue is if they want to make an Eruv with the other people in their chutz. The other issue is if there's no other people in the chutz and they want to make an Eruv with somebody else outside. Now, it certainly is possible to read the Mishnah that those two things are separate, right? In other words, you're talking about making an Eruv with other people in this chutzar, then everybody has to make an Eruv, because that's the truth. Everybody has to make an Eruv. But if there were a need now to make an Eruv in a different chutzar, and that chutzar sends it in here, so then you're all one. But if you're sending out to the other chutzar, maybe if there aren't other people there, each one of you now is no different than if you'd be making it with the people in your own chutzar. So it was a Abaya was raising an issue that's not 100% clear in the Mishnah. Rav is saying, Hachinami Mistavra, because we put the two things together. We said, that those two things are independent. So that where we're talking about the need for their having an Eruv is where, in fact, there's people that are there. Once that's true, then if they're Molech and Eruv and Lachamach, but it's also true, Acher, that they need to have an Eruv. So that's the Hachinami Mistavra. But you certainly could have said that Mishnah is dealing with separate issues. Making an Eruv in this Chatzar, or making an Eruv in a different Chatzar. Fine. Both the Eruv here by Rav and Rav Shesh. B'nei Dei Rav Dachin Hamad B'Bag. V'atu B'ayti B'dei Rav. How about guys that aren't given food on Shabbos, an unfortunate situation that occurs in many of the female seminaries nowadays? They figure they can make even more money on them by not feeding them and let them go to the rova and bring 10 people to each home, and then there's no problem. So, okay, so where exactly do, I mean, all of these people go back to the yeshiva at night, but they have to go out and eat wherever it is they're eating. And sometimes that's out in the Bika, you know, where they don't normally live. But they come back, go to a bite, they come back and sleep at Beira. So, ki mashkiran lo tchuma, when we measure their tchum, do we measure it from where they sleep? O mi baga mashkiran lo, do we measure it from where they were eating? Now, again, it seems clear in the Gemara that whatever is going to define the nature of where your house is, gabe ruvi chatzerot, is going to be what defines where your house is, the gabe ruvi tchumim. That's why we keep putting these two sugyas together and asking for one to the other. But what's more is also a Taz who compares the sugya over here to the din of Avchanan, as I mentioned to you earlier. In other words, where is your makom of dira? We have a din of ner ish beito. Where is that? Many people, when they go out, they'll take a meal by somebody else, they'll light their candles in that place. But we don't paskin that, like Rav, that makom pita here would be going, but rather the place where you intend to be lan, where you would normally eat, as a matter of fact. Rav is talking about a makom pita, even Rav is that your makom klius. So he compares these dinim, and in fact, that's a very big mistake. You can't light your Hanukkah candles where you happen to be going for a latke party. You must light your Hanukkah candles where you're staying. This is not the time to. So now, getting back to our sugya. So now, when you measure the tchum, now lechora, this is dependent in the machlokas, right? Omar lei, so he said to him, no, definitely mashkina beira, definitely measure from the Beit Midrash. But I mean, according to that, if a guy makes an eruv and then he goes back home, which is the most common thing in the world, you put your eruv back, then you go back home, then you walk out to your eruv tomorrow, you continue on from your eruv. Suddenly, you go according to where you sleep. You can never put your eruv anywhere because your eruv is only bread. So how could you ever make an eruv tchum? You're going to say your mokum alina is the most important thing, so then an eruv is a joke. The whole thing doesn't work. I mean, so then that would define your mokum for tchum. What does that mean? I mean, you're telling me food defines my tchum? So real food doesn't define my tchum. Only pretend food defines my tchum. That's outrageous. Over there, everybody agrees. Doesn't everybody agree that you measure the tchum from your eruv? So how do you explain that? Look, in the case of the eruv and in the case of the talmidim, we have a special chazaka in those cases to ignore all other factors. Why? Because we know in that case, we know that a guy who makes an eruv, if he could wave his magic wand and he could move his house right here and go to sleep and not have to walk back home and then tomorrow come all the way schlepping out an eruv and go on, he'd be more than happy to do that. You build a motel room right here and he will thank you profusely. Therefore, as far as he's concerned, he's not interested in his house. He's got no choice. So then we're not going to view that. That's his whole point of making the eruv, is that he wants to start from here. The same thing is true in the Beirah. But they really want to go schlepping out to somebody's house on Shabbos? They would much prefer to be able to go to sleep right after they eat their meal, though. Some of them may want especially when it's raining, right? So Mamela over there, Anan Sahade, the Michael Riftel of Arab, Nekola Tvede, be even happier if you would just send the Cholot over. We'll leave right where we are. We really don't need the family stuff. Just send the important things. No, that's okay. So therefore they'd be even happier. So there that becomes now their mokom of Lina. No, their mokom of Dira. Boy, Rami Bar Chama be Rav Chista. We've spoken about the din of Rav Bno, Rav Tamino, Rav Bno, in terms specifically of Eruv Katzeros. But how about in terms of Kirabim Domru Kifidim Domru? For instance, let's say that you had a situation where you had a Katzera Pnimi, and a Katzera Pitzona, where we know that according to Chachomim, Regel HaMuteret Bimakoma, Eina Osera Chelo Bimakoma, Regel HaAsura Bimakoma, Osera Chelo Bimakoma. So let's say you have an inner Chatzer where the only entry is through an easement in the chatzer next door. You have to get to the Rishit Rabim through that chatzer. So if one guy lives in the inner chatzer, he doesn't ask because he's mutter b'mekomo, therefore he doesn't ask for the chatzer. How about if the Av lives with his bunim who have separate home in that inside chatzer? They don't need an eruv between themselves. But are they considered to be also a single person in terms of regal mutter b'mekomo? Or since we said this type of eruv really depends on the context, because if there's somebody else there, now we've got to start thinking about them as separate individuals. So how about the gabi disalof? Are they viewed as one person or not? Are they Kerabim or are they Kiyofi? Let me ask something else. How about Tzuchim Eruv? Or Ein Tzuchim Eruv? If there's no other Diorim in that case, maybe they would need an Eruv. And how about, let me ask something else. How about I have another question. How about a mavli that they have their chatzah coming out to? Normally, a mavli requires two chatzerot with two batim in each chatzah. In this case, it's all the same people. I mean, is that two chatzerot? You know, maybe their mavli can't be used because it won't help you to put up a lechi or korah across the door. Because that part of it, here's the opposite direction, right? It's really interesting. So if we view them as one big happy family, then they can't use their mavli.
Why?
Because their mavli doesn't have a kosher lechi or korah. They want to carry between one chutzah on one side of Mavli and the other chutzah on the side of the Mavli. Daddy lives on one side of the street, they live on the other side.
Okay.
Can they carry?
Without a lechi or a korah.
With a lechi and a korah.
So why couldn't they?
Because a lechi and a korah only works on a Mavli that's halachically defined as needing it.
Oh,
so here's the opposite direction. We're going to be making a legabi the din of shitur for the legabi din of eru. But if a Mavli doesn't have a lechi of a korah that's kosher, you need pasim. You just treat like a chutzah and put a pas arba on either side like you do for a chutzah. Remember, it's the geometry and the diurin of the Mavli that defines it, right? From early in the Masech. Wait, you just drained that. You only got
one. What's the time?
All right, so I'd like to understand all of the dinim. Omar Lay, so he said, look, as far as the original questions are concerned, Tanitu. Avu b'no ravatal mito, bizman she'ein imahem diurin. Okay, there's no diurin with them in the inside chatzir. No, then harem yechidim. They're like yechidim. Harem yechidim, what do you think that means? Harem yechidim means they won't ask for a chatzir that they walk through. So they're regal mutar kumakoma. Vein shuchim la'arev. That's not the same thing. They're ki yechidim. You ask yechidim damo. Yeah. They don't ask for the chatzir next door. Do they need an eruv? No. Ain't shuchim la'arev. What about the din of mavur? It says, mavur shalem nitar, v'lachi v'korah. Because as far as the mavur is concerned, that's not a technical halacha in the urine. That's a halacha in shape. You have an occupied chatzir. Well, see, there's even cheetahs, it doesn't have to be occupied. But you have an occupied chatzir that has an occupied two batim on either side of the mavur. That mavur takes the korah v'lachi. Now you'll say, does that mavur require a shitov? No. So, because they're all together. They don't need a shita. What does that have to do with it? The lechi v'korah are defined by certain simple, measurable visibilities, whereas the other thing, that's measured by the concept of separation of the yur. Two things have to be kept separate. Who's taking Sabah Josh's place tonight? We're going to have to settle for Richie.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Wait a minute. This is a very important moment. There you go. No. Energy.
Look, the Chela Commissioner.
Oh, not bad. Wow. We're going back to the Bronx here. Chamesh chatzerot petuchot zolazol petuchot lamavoy. Suppose you've got now five chatzerot all opening into a mavoy with the additional door between them. Now the door between them, of course, allows them to make an eruv between themselves if they wish. If they don't want to, they can each keep a separate eruv, and then they can't carry into the next door chatz. But in this case, they went ahead and they made an eruv in the chatzer. So all the chatzeros is one big chatz. They never made a shituv in the mavoy. So now this seems to be directly dependent on the issue we had earlier about what is where the mayor and the about whether you need both shituv in the mavoy and eruv in the chatzirot, or an eruv in the chatzirot could take the place of shituv from mavoy. Rabbi Meir, if you recall, said, "Look, for the benefit of future generations, the children have to be aware of the fact that there's an eruv, that there's a shituv. They're not going to know the lamda. So, therefore, in order to maintain the halachas, we do both." Okay, so the Mishnah indeed says that if they make their eruv between the doors, they're mutarim b'chatzirot. That means they can carry from one chatzir into the next, but none of them can carry into the mavui. V'im nishtatfu b'mavui, but if they made a shituf in the mavui, it seems like it's only then mutarim kan v'kan, which is crazy, which is a contradiction. I mean, look, if anything, it'd be the other way around because the eruv is a much more powerful than the pot. It's on its own. The Mishnah is crazy. L'mais, the Gemara is going to end up saying it means also, not instead of. Fine. So v'im nishtatfu b'mavui mutarim kan v'kan. The truth is, as usual, Rebbe managed to construct this Mishnah to drive us totally bananas. All right. So therefore, it's presented as if we've got a contradiction. This is going to Rabbanim, extreme the Rabbanim. But even the Shittuf helps instead of the Eruv. And the Reish is going like Rabbi Meir that even the Eruv doesn't help for the Shittuf. That's what it sounds like. Then it gets more complicated. Irvu b'chatzerot. Suppose they did everything. They made an Eruv, they made a Shittuf in the Mavoi, and one guy from a chatzer forgot and didn't make an Eruv. Good Lord. It says Mutorim Kan V'Kan. Oh, God.
This is
what it means. It's no Eruv. A guy didn't join the Eruv, which I forget. Regular
Eruv.
It's for everybody. A guy didn't join the Eruv. So now here it's going back, and it's saying it's okay because you've got the Shituf, and you only didn't join in the... So now this is going to Rabbanan for sure against Rabbi Meir. Oh, yeah. Okay. How about if one of the B'nai Mavui, Shachach, V'lo Nishtatef, of course, one of the B'nai Mavui, always on an individual. It's a chatzer. But one of the chatzerot in the Mavui forgot and didn't join the shituv. So then everybody can join the chatzer, but then they can't carry the mow. We're going back now to Rabbi Meir. Oh, Lord. You have to know the interrelationship between a mov and a chatzar is no different than the relationship of a chatzar, of the bayit to a chatzar. Now, the chiddush in this is that I would have thought that there is really a fundamental difference in terms of the takana. Because, look, after all, a bayit is clearly a reshut hayachid in everybody's mind. They talk about privacy. This is privacy. It's my, even if they misunderstand the concept of reshut hayachid, they think reshut hayachid has to do with private as opposed to public. Okay, a house is private no matter how you look at it. A chutzner I can confuse with a public area because it's a commons. A mavli is also a commons, but commons to commons, I mean, over there, there's less of a chance to get confused. So it isn't evident that the relationship in all dinim of a true reshut hayachid called a bayit to a chutzner, which is a common, is the same as a chutzner, which is a common, to a mavli, which is a common. So kamashmalan, there's never going to be a difference in terms of the takana. The relationship of the mechitzot of a chutzner to the openness of a mavli, which is open on one end and so on, is basically the same as the relationship of bayit to chutzner. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to do its best to analyze this Mishnah, figure out how we get around the contradictions from one line to the next. So we take the first line. The first line said, well, if you only did the Erev, it's too bad, you can't carry, even though you didn't have between all the Katzeros, everybody is one, you still cannot carry in the Mavli. Now that's clearly going according to Rabbi Meir. Do you Omar be in an Erev, be in a Shituf? That was the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir said you need both. Okay, now let's take the next case. Even if Siatah. Even if Shtatfu the Mavli. Mutarim Kan V'Kan. I explain that. If they have a Shituf in the Mavli, then they can also carry their chutz, and that's going to bring Rabban. Rabban would say, Bechadasayi, either one is enough. Either the Erev in the chutz or the Shituv in the Mav. Mavli. Ah, come on, I mean, I'm not pressure, it's not so bad. I mean, you could learn that the Mishnah is saying if they also were Mishtatev. The moment they're Mishtatev, so they carry both. And by the way, I mean, this also addresses the question that we asked earlier, whether one big happy family in a chutz is still considered to be separate chutzeras to be Matur Mavli. Clearly it is. They can carry in the Mavli once in Mishtatev. So don't think that having made, in this particular case, all of your chatzerot, one big chatzer, because you have a door between all of them, which was the question that, again, introduced this Mishnah. As I pointed out to you, we always introduce concepts in the Mishnah before we get to it. So the concept that was introduced immediately prior to this Mishnah was that question. If you have one big happy family, is that Mavli or kosher Mavli to be Matir? Okay. In Mishnah, well, yes, even though they have a Erev and a Chatzir, there's not separate Chatzir. Separate Chatzir has nothing to do with carrying. Separate Chatzir has to do with function, with the way it looks. Separate Chatzir is kosher mode. Fine. So maybe that's how to read the Mishnah. In Mishnah, meaning Nami Ka'amar. Okay, I'll take this for a minute. Let's look at the next piece. Okay, now tell me what that means. Ema Seifa. Irvu b'chatzirot, v'nishtatfu b'mavoi, so everything is hunky-dory, right? Shachachachai b'mnei ha-chatzir, v'lo irei. Now, that ought to, I mean, last I heard, is when somebody doesn't join an Erev, there ain't no Erev. But since they have a Shituf, you're saying, they were nishtatev b'mavoi, mutarin kan v'kan, nonetheless, everybody's allowed to carry, both in the Mavoi and in the Chatzir. So now, what's the case? I mean, was this guy Mavatel as Rishus? If he was Mavatel, if he wasn't Mavatel as Rishus, so why would they be Mutarim if you're saying we're going Aliba to Rabbi Meir? How could they be Mutarim? You can't rely on a Shituf to cover your need for an Erev. So Elamai, you're going to tell me you're trying to make it work out. The whole thing should work out. I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. So what are you going to say that the guy was Mavada Rishus, huh? Oh yes. Now I dare you to explain the sefer to me. Okay, Ema sefer. Let's see. Okay, Shachach Echad Name of Shtatfu. So one of the Chatzirot forgot to join the Shituf in the Mavui. They are only Mutter in the Chatzir, but they're also in the Mavui. Okay. Now of course it's talking. I mean, it's not going to change the case. It has to be talking about they were Mavada. You said the case in the Mishnah where somebody didn't join. It still means it was Mavato Rishos. So that means the people of the Chatzir were Mavato their rights to the Mavli, to the other Chatzirot. And for some reason it doesn't help. To either Bato or Maestro and Mavli. Why does that? I'll tell you why. Because they weren't Mavato. That's why. In the previous case, they also weren't Mavato. I wasn't going like Rebbe Meir. Ah! I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, but maybe Rebbe Meir holds, since it all goes like Rebbe Meir, maybe Rebbe Meir's got something in his back pocket. Maybe he holds Bittel only helps in the Chatzir. Bittel doesn't help for all Chatzir and Mavli. And you're never going to disprove that one, right? So therefore, I can throw that one at you. V'chi tema, kasavar v'beir ain't bitter reshus b'mavui. Got you there too. because remember the whole story with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and his chatzar with the guy, the guy didn't join and he was a tzaduki and so on. So Rabbi Meir was the one who said over there, Harevi tell lachem reshuto. Now what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said to his children was, don't worry about it. He was mevatel reshustu. If you go out of your mosque and reshus, so then you're going to be able to hold on to it. Rabbi Meir. So obviously Rabbi Meir, the case over there was a shittuk, it wasn't a chatzar. Go and take them over, he said. Not the case in the Mishnah, the case in the Brisa. So obviously Rabbi Meir does hold you can be mevatel, okay? So if you're telling me nobody can carry in the mavui, it's because he was not mevatel. That's why Elab Shita de lo batel. So now let's work our way backwards. If the Sefer is talking about that he was not mevatel, then that means the Reisha was also talking about, the Reisha of the Sefer was also talking about he was not mevatel, right? So that means that the middle case was not mevatel, and nonetheless, we're all going to happily carry, even though he didn't join, which means that it's going to leave it Rabbanan, it's going to be Mayor, you can't happily carry if you didn't join, just because you have a sheet of somewhere else, or you got an Erev somewhere else. And therefore, let's face facts over here. The Reisha of the Mishnah and the Seif of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, but the middle of the Mishnah is going to go into Rabbanan. That we can rely on the Shitov in order to cover the Erev. Rely on the Erev to cover the Shitov, huh? Is that what you're trying to tell me? No. Of course not. Kula Rabbi Meir. You see, the case is a special case. Because remember, and this is a fascinating case. The case is not that they didn't make the Shitov. The case is, or they didn't make the Erev. A guy forgot to join. What was Rabbi Meir's objection to relying on one or the other? The fact that you need to go through the act of making an Erev and making a Shitov, because otherwise people are not going to know. You did go through the act. So now you're telling me, well, he went through the act, but he didn't join. Oh, you're telling me now the kids know who joined, who didn't join. That. So in other words, if you went through the act and Lamaisa, you have either a kosher Erev or a kosher Shitov, it's okay. Because all I wanted to do was to have one. Mikra and I agree. It's silly to need both. It was only anyway an educational tool. So over here, since it turned out b'diavad that you did it with the intent to make a kosher Erev, the technicality, if it's not being a kosher Erev, doesn't bother. Since Lamaisa, you have a Shitov. And therefore, Kula Rebbe, that's a tremendous thing. Time of my of Rabbi Meir be in an Erev Ruvin and Shitov. Why would did Rabbi Meir say that you always need both? Kedei shalolah shakeach torate Ruvin atinokot. It was only that the children should remember. V'ochak, even the Ruba Irvu, was one guy didn't join. Lo mishtaka. There's no problem of forgetting torate Ruvin. Okay, so our Mishnah now has a case in which you have both an Erev and a Chatzeret between the Chatzeret. How do we know, by the way, that we're talking about a case where you made an Erev between the Chatzeret? Maybe it's talking about each Chatzeret separately, because it says there was a door in between them. What's the point of saying there's a door in between them? Unless you're trying to tell me this halacha, that they can make an Erev between them, and they can now have a Shitov anyway. Isn't that the whole point? Good. Interestingly enough, Omer Rebbe Yehuda, you should know that when Rav said over this Mishnah, he left out the words two chutzes. He held it. If it was too close to the zoo, it's no good. Then you wouldn't be able to have your sheet for some reason. Of course, we have our suspicions as to what that reason might be. Even though we were dolchek before the Mishnah, we said, well, it doesn't matter if you're Lamaisi or one big happy family, since you have separate chatzerot. So this is weird. Why would he not want to say the words of the Tufat Zilazur? And the truth is, Rav Kahan also reported that Rav did not say the Mishnah with the words of Tufat Zilazur. Different Girsa. Others say Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana himself didn't have the Girsa in the Mishnah of Tufat Zilazur. Amalei Abaye, Rav Yosef, my time, Lotanik Tufat Zilazur. Abaye said, I have a suggestion. The reason, you know what I think the problem is over here? What's wrong with the Tufat Zilazur? He holds, Kasava kol shituf, she'en machliso, mutsio derch tachin, since the way that a shituf works is by unifying the use of the mavui between the chatzerot. So normally what I would do is I collect from each chatzer my shituf, carry it across the street to the other chatzer where I'm depositing the shituf, which means that the mode of making a shituf was a utilization of the mavui with the food that's being married the mavui. But in this case, since the doors are open one to the other, the likelihood is that what they did was they made a sheet of nevo'ot simply by setting aside some food between the doors. Because they don't need to go through the mavui at all to get to each other. They only need to go through the mavui to get to the street, to the Rosh Hashanah. Since that would be the mode of the interaction of the chatzer, you got a problem with the sheet of mevo'ot. Because since we're always going to be afraid that that's the most logical thing that they would do, because they're obviously interested in being with each other, their shitov won't be good. Rashi learns it would be a gzeira, even if they did it right, it wouldn't be good. Because we're afraid that they're going to use the simple approach. So we didn't make a din of shitov mevo'ot in a case where all of the chatzerot are anyway open to each other.
Does that work?
It doesn't work. So therefore, because of this technicality, Rav and perhaps Rav Kahana didn't have in their Mishnah Tuchot Zulus. That's what I think. Rav Yosef didn't think that was too bright. Okay, let me ask you something. Balabait Sheshetaf Ashkenav Lezebiyayin Lezebiyayin. Do you remember the business deal? What did the business deal have to do with moving things through the Mavli? They got a business together in wine. Where is there moving anything through a Mavli? Obviously, Shituf doesn't require moving things through a Mavli. It requires being Meshutaf. Where do you get such a crazy idea from? Ain't Trichim La'Reif. Maybe they got to bring the barrel and move it back and forth through the Mavli. Just to be Yotze, the technicality. Hatam, the Afke, the Eilei. Obviously, we don't stay with this. It's not thin, but he's trying to make it finish. Okay, I'll ask you another question. Kate had Mishtatvim B'Mavli, and it says over there, Gaiv, Mizaka, and so on, and it doesn't say a word about going in and out. No, that means takes for granted the Afke of Eilei. Things are getting more desperate over here. Matzgiv L'Rabba Baruch Hanan. Can I just ask you something? Are you telling me that Miata, Hiknelo Pat B'Salo Hachinam Yilav Yishitov? If I want to be Makna to the other Chatzeros, I have a pot already in my basket. And I said, hey, I'm being Mizaka. These guys across the street with this challah, and the other guys with this challah. Now we're all big, one big happy guy. You're trying to tell me that's not good, Yishitov? Yeah? Chitam Hachinam? You want to tell me? Yeah, that's what I'll say. I mean, I know you don't stop at anything. So fine, if that's what you want to say, how are you going to explain Rav's halacha? Amar Rav Yonam Rav, Bnei Chabura are sitting and eating together on a table in somebody's house. All of a sudden, somebody notes, oh my God, it's a minute before Shkia, we can take care of it. Doesn't matter, they've got bread on the table. We're all eating together anyway. So, God, this will be our Eruv. And others say, Mishum Shituf. Here's a Shituf Mevot. The Omar Rab, and Rabbi said, don't think that those others say is a different, it's a machlokas. There's two separate cases. One case that Rav talked about was where everybody was in Richie's house having a suuda. Really?
Lots.
Yeah. And the other case was that everyone was in Richie's chutzner having a suuda.
Not a lot of room.
Well, there is a Richie's in Chutzlau.
But that has to do with the other Shaila about whether you have to actually be present in a Chutzlau to Asr or something. That was a Machlokas Rashi in there. About how to learn that Sugya about the guy who died and so on. If you'd like to go into that, we can talk about
No, let's.
You're okay with that. So that basically, if you're having, let's say there's a Kiddush, Erev Shabbos, like maybe some crazy guy made a Chasen Erev Shabbos or something. So if you have a Kiddush, Erev Shabbos, and everybody's eating in the Chatzar, so then that would be okay for the Shituv Nevaot. If everybody's eating indoors, it would be okay for the Erev Chatzar, depends on the case. But basically it can be, you allow this to be used for Shituv Nevaot, according to everybody, if you're out in the Chatzar.
Without walking around?
No, don't tell me they walked around. Because Tosfos says, even if they did walk around, Tosfos said maybe, you'll say they collected the food from all the chatzar. No, because for sure, walking around means walking around with the food that was miyuchad for the shidduch at the time. Not that food that happened to have come through the door in the mavoi and then was subsequently marked as the shidduch mevaot, that would be good. I mean, what Abaye is saying is that part of the shidduch is the walking around. The fact that a delivery truck came through the mavoi to deliver it, obviously that has nothing to do with it. So, therefore, can we forget about this Dracup, please, shot and say the right shot. Ella time it arrived. The point over here is indeed what we suspect. Just what we suspect. That where you have a chatzar that has a door in between and it's all one big happy family, and you don't have separate chatzaras that are putting the mavoi. You don't have different chatzaras to put the mavoi, and the mavoi is in kosher with the lechi v'korah. And this is Rav Lashitato. The kasova ein mavoi nitar b'lechi v'korah. Ach yu batim v'chatzarot tuchim l'tocho. And since over here you don't have separate batim v'chatzarot because they're all interconnected, case cannot be that they were all interconnected.
So it must be that they're p'tuchot.
Must be they're not p'tuchot zelizu, because if they were p'tuchot zelizu, they wouldn't be able to have a sheet of mavoi.
Isn't that what? Oh, I see. Every single house has all these.
And there need to be two chatzarot p'tuchot zelizu. And over here, you know, you have, you think you've got five chatzarot, but the Erev tells you otherwise. The Erev tells you got one chatzar with five second line. So doesn't that prove that Makom Lina is Kaveya? Atamanan Sa'ade, the Imam Tulu Rif Tahatam, definitely Tvenetu. Om Rav Yosef, gosh, lo shmili ha-shmaitzel et Rav Hodri et Mokom Rif, ten amalei abaya at abad nyelon. Aha, abad nyelon, achi choy ochun ha-shulchan aviyem. So we told you, Shmamina, Mokam Lina Gorena, and you told us, no. Omer of Yunamarab, it's talking about the Kabbalik Pras, Shemutan Rabbanan. Mishesh lo Chamesh Nashim, Mikablot Pras mi Baalehem, or Chamesh Avadim, Mikablim Pras mi Rabbeyem. Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, Batir ben Hashim, Vyaser Baavadim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Matir Baavadim, Vyaser ben Hashim. Omer of my time, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Vyaktiv Daniel Bitra Malka. Now, Pshita ben Etzel Aviv, okay, we said. Ishai Tzabala, Evid Etzel Rabba, we saw as a book to Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. How about Talmid Etzel Rabba, my Toshma? The Rav, when he was in Bai Rav Chia's yeshiva, Omar, in on the Tzukin Arev Shana, Sum Chin Al Shulchan, Al Shabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia, Bei Rabbi, Omar, in on the Tzukin Arev Shana, Sum Chin Al Shulchan, Al Shabbi. Bo Amin Abai Mi Rav, Chamisha Shekavu Et Eruvan, Kishinu Echin Et Eruvan La Makom Acher, Eruv Echad Kulam, Or Tzukin Eruv Kol Echad V'Echad, Omar Lei Eruv Echad Kulam, Ah, now I got you. Ah, Chindach Yigavu Domu, Ukatani Tzukin Eruv Kol Echad V'Echad, No, the Migo, the Ani Asri, Ani Nami Asri, Akhna Mistafa. The Ktani Yemba, I was one Shemel looking at the Ruvam de Mako Macher. Aval, Ima Yar, Ruvam by Islam. Or for that matter, ain't the Urani by hand, even if they're being Molech, a Ruvam de Mako Macher is not what it's Vashma? Then ain't Sukhim Larek, so Shvami, no, the whole thing is dependent in having the Urim with them. Poimene Rukhia Barabi Mirav Sheshes. V'nei Beirav da'ak v'nahama v'ba'ag avatu v'baytu v'beirav. Ke mashkinu lo t'chuma. Mi Beirav mashkinu lo, mi ba'ag mashkinu lo. Omar lei, mashkinu v'beirav. V'arei noten et eruvo b'toch apayim ama v'ati v'baytu v'baytu v'mashkinu lo t'chuma m'eruvei. V'ahu anan sa'adi v'ahad anan sa'adi v'ahu anan sa'adi di mitra lei hatam. Of course nechalei. U'bahada anan sa'adi di maiti lo rifta lo beirav. Of course nechalei t'vei there too. Boy, Rabbi Baruchom im Rav Chista. Avub no, Rabbi Talmido. Ke Rabbim damu, ke Yichidim damu. Tzuchim eru, lo ein tzuchim eru. Mavu shalom nitar belechi v'kora, o ein nitar belechi v'kora. Avalei tenitua all three cases. Avub no, Rabbi Talmido. Bezman she'eni ma'em diurin, arim ke Yichidim, ve'ein tzuchim larev, mavu shalom nitar belechi v'kora. חמש חצרות בתוכות, זו לזור בתוכות למבוי, ירבו בחצרות, ולא נשתתפו במבוי, מותרים בחצרות ועשרים במבוי, ואם נשתתפו במבוי, מותרים כאן וכאן. ירבו בחצרות, הם נשתתפו במבוי בשכח אחד, מבני חוץ ולא יראה, מותרים כאן וכאן. מבני מבוי ולא נשתתף, מותרים בחצרות ועשרים במבוי, שהמבוי לחצרות כחצר לבתים. Money, the opening is clearly Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir who be in a shittuf, same in Mitziata. Im nishtatfu b'mavoy mutarim kan v'kan mash v'vodan an Erev. That's going to Rabbon and that's on the other side. Malakasha. Im nishtatfu nami is what is meant over here. Oh yeah? So im a seifa. Yevu b'chatzirot v'nishtatfu b'mavoy both. V'shachach echad m'mnei chatzir v'lo yirei nonetheless mutarim kan v'kan. Now I ask you, Hefi Dami, ida lo batil amai mutarim, if it's going like Rabbi Meir, el apshita de batil, so im a seifa. Shachach echad m'mnei mavoy v'lo nishtatfu mutarim b'chatzirot v'asrim m'mavoy. Ida batil amai asrim m'mavoy. V'chitem, because of Rabbi Meir, ein bitul rishut b'mavoy. Nope, won't work, Atanya. Arei bitil akam rishuto, di Rabbi Meir. El apshita de lo bitil. Now, mid a seifa lo bitil, obviously, the ratio of the sefer was also the lobitel. So now you're telling me the ratio and the complete sefer of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, whereas that middle case is going to Rabban. Naturally, called the Rabbi Meir. Time of my Rabbi Meir being an eruv, being a shittuv is only shalosh shakech torat eruvina tinakot. But haka, given the ruba eruv, lo mishtakha. Amar Rabbi Rav lo tani p'tuchot zulizo. V'chein amar Rav Kana, Rav lo tani p'tuchot zulizo. Ikram Rav Kana himself lo tani p'tuchot zulizo. Amar Yabai Rav Yaz, let me explain this. My time am lo tani p'tuchot zulizo. Kosova kol shituv shein mach nisom atzio derach v'chim amavui, lav shmei shituv. Eitvei balabai, etshaya shutav v'shchenav, lezebe yayin, etzichim lare. Yeah, that's talking about over there that you did. All right, so what about Ketz amishtat v'chim amavui? No, so it's talking about that you moved it around. Matzgel Rav Avachana Lamiata, what you told me, he can look back to Salon. Hakinami lo abi shituk, vechitem, Hakinami, Amrev Yonam Rav, Bnei Chabura, Shayu Mesubim, Vikidesh Aleyem Ayom, Hapatcha Ala Shulcha, Sukhmin Lami Shumay Rov, and some say Mishum Shituk, and Rabbi explained that lo plege, can be Mesubim Babayim, can be Mesubim Mechatzer. At the time of the Rav, Dekasava ein mavoi nitar belechi vekora, achu batim vechatzirot pituchim letochon.